This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is America's Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and join the program toll-free, 877-969-8600. I'm your captain. I'm your captain. On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
All right, Mr. Speaker, well, maybe we'll have a speaker after today, because we absolutely need one. We don't have an elected Speaker of the House. It makes things very, very difficult, especially when world events change literally on a dime, as we were talking about with our good friend Denise Simon just a little while ago here on the program. Folks, welcome to the program. It is the Wednesday edition of the show, and we'd like to hear from you this morning. 1-877-969-8600. My name is Kyle Warren. Glad to be with you. Of course, we're broadcasting live from our Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, AM 860, The Answer. By way of Southern California, we're broadcasting to all of our great radio affiliates all across the country, and of course, via satellite up on the GCN network. On good morning again to everybody there at GCN this morning. And if you're working overnight in America, we want to welcome you. If you're streaming the program, we want to welcome you as well. Again, our toll-free line, 1-877-969-8600. And by the way, yes, hopefully there will be a speaker. It's likely it's going to be between Jim Jordan and Steve Scalise. And hopefully we won't see the same kind of thing happen as we saw back in January. There's got to be some kind of decisive thing happening, because we've got to get in gear. We don't know what's coming next at this point. So having a speaker firmly ensconced is going to be key. All right. Well, first off, we want to give a shout out to Homer, who's in Las Vegas this morning. We heard from Homer. Hope everything's going well for you this morning. I believe probably listening on 101.5 KDON, the talk of Las Vegas. And then also, we've got a call right here in the first segment of hour number four. We've got Mary at St. Pete. Good morning, Mary.
Good morning. I think my PTSD was triggered with the word rethink. It goes back to, I guess, the Obama administration with that word reimagine. And it seems to be the PC concept of, why don't we just use the word change and be done with it? Why do you have to come up with different words for different words? Because that's kind of dangerous. When you're doing that, say, for instance, let's change in 2021 the word vaccine on the definition of what that is. It is an mRNA genetic decoder. It is not a vaccine. But it was changed in 2021 by the CDC and whoever. So people caught on to that pretty fast, because the word vaccine was rolling around everywhere. Let me tell you one thing, as a nurse, how easy things can be changed. If I write a note to a doctor in a computer or electronic record, that doctor can delete their name as a co-signer on that note. Which means you, as the nurse writing that note to a doctor, it's like you never notified a doctor. So that's how easy that computer and all the information in it can be manipulated. And that's why it can't be trusted. You have to go back to books. The written word and computers are too easily manipulated, like the TV, when it went from analog to digital.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think?
Well, I think you're right. I think, you know, it's hard to hack a book, isn't it? Of course, I guess you can have a book burning, but generally speaking, the printed word and what you're kind of getting at here, too, physical media. You know, do you like some of these movie directors who keep changing their movie? And they change it on the, if you stream it, it's a different film. But sometimes you have that physical media. You can at least enjoy it the way you remember it. And just briefly, folks, I want to give a quick program note for our listeners. Mark Walters, who's typically with us here on Wednesday mornings, a host of Armed American Radio. He's out on assignment this week, and we hope to have him back next week. But we're glad to be talking with Mary from St. Pete this morning. Yes, you know, it just does seem that too many changes. And you mentioned about vaccines, because when we first heard the word vaccine, I'm thinking, well, did you get the polio vaccine? Did you get the this vaccine? That means you're not supposed to get the disease, right?
Yeah, they're actually giving you part of it to make your system recognize it to where it will fight it if you get the real thing. But at any rate, the inventor of the mRNA genetic decoder, Dr. Robert Malone, he even tries to tell people that it's not a vaccine. So, but it just kind of changed the world.
Yeah.
Well, thank you, Kyle.
Hey, thank you, Mary in St. Pete. Thanks for calling. Call anytime, and you have a great morning.
You too. Thank you.
Thank you. All right, Mary in St. Pete, everybody. Well, I remember Joe Biden, didn't he? He flubbed it up a few times, right, where he said, you got to take the vaccine so you won't get COVID. And there was, I think they probably went to him and said, well, sir, you can't really say that because people are still getting COVID, basically. And then it went out to, well, it won't be as bad, right? It won't be as bad if you have this. But, you know, we haven't heard any more lately, at least in the at the top of the news, about having another vaccine or another iteration of it. But I just don't think people are going to actually take it again. I think a lot of people, at least the people I've talked to, they've all said, I'm not going to do it. Now, of course, you want to talk to your doctor. That's first and foremost. You make your decision based on talking with your physician. But as a particular political thing or a cultural thing, which it all sort of morphed into, which was a very strange thing in and of itself, that suddenly all this was a political act somehow that you were doing. It was viewed through a political lens almost exclusively. I always thought that you'd have peer-reviewed science, that you could ask questions, that you could say, I wonder if people around the world are studying this, and if they're able to replicate the results. You know, I don't know. Did they call that sometime? I think it was hundreds of years ago. They called it doing science or something like that. I'm not sure. But at any rate, our modern world, we have a lot of quirks, don't we? All right, folks, welcome to the program, of course, this morning. We're going to see you on the other side of this short break. 1-877-969-8600. Kyle Warren with you. And when we come back, we have so much more to talk about. And at the bottom of the hour, we've got Patrick Hyland. And then also coming up this hour, we've got Brandon Rhymes, so stay right there.
Third Watch. Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Thank you. Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
I need some extra money. Do I qualify for the Earned Income Tax Credit?
Use the EITC Assistant tool. With just a little information, this tool helps you calculate eligibility with ease and accuracy, get an estimate of how much credit you qualify for, and get a printout of your results before you prepare your return or visit your tax preparer. To use the EITC Assistant tool and see if you're eligible to claim a credit, visit irs.gov/EITC.
Hey, Jimmy, turn off the video games. Let's go play some ball.
I'm in the middle of my game. Can't we go later?
Come on, it'll be fun. It will be there when you get back.
Okay, but there's no way you're going to win.
Why don't you grab some water and granola bars, and then we'll see about that.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Well, we drive a million miles just to be with you tonight, or this morning, of course, Wang Chung. Everybody have fun? I'm hoping that we're having fun. And you know, it's funny because I was just thinking here in the break, we've been having actually a lot of fun speaking with a lot of different people this morning. Of course, our regular contributors, but also our callers this morning and people who have called into the program just to let us know that they're listening. We really appreciate that, and we're glad to be with you out there. Kyle Warren with you, by the way, 1-877-769-8600. That is the number if you'd like to call in and opine. And we do enjoy hearing from you. And we've had a lot of great calls this morning, as a matter of fact. So that is really, really gratifying. All right, folks, this portion of the program being brought to you this morning by the good folks over at Relief Factor. That's Pete and Seth Talbot, the father-son team, of course. You head on over to relieffactor.com. I'm going to try that one more time. Head on over to relieffactor.com/captain. Yes, I'll get it right. relieffactor.com/captain. You can check out the 1995 3-week quick start. And so why should you take Relief Factor? Well, of course, because it works. That's the long and the short of it right there. It works. And the problems a lot of people are having these days, namely inflammation, well, this is exactly what this product is designed to address and designed to control. And it does so with the ingredients in it, namely turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3. And though these things help to support the body's natural response to inflammation, which is how you get the pain and the discomfort and the swelling. So head on over to relieffactor.com/captain. That's relieffactor.com/captain. There's no drugs, by the way, in this product. No drugs at all. So you can always rely on that. Check out their $19.95 3-week quick start, because all you have to lose is pain. And that's exactly right. Okay, so once again, folks, we do have a lot more to tell you about as we move through the program this morning. At the bottom of the hour, we'll be talking with our good friend Patrick Hyland. He is, of course, from the Sports Zone. He's the insurance quarterback as well. And then as we head to the top of the hour, we'll talk with our friend Brandon Rimes, the consumer quarterback. And we'll be talking, of course, about all things real estate, all things, and also one of the things he does very well is inform people about the latest scams that are out there, consumer deceptions and so forth that can happen to you if you answer your phone or you get something weird in the email and this kind of stuff. So we'll definitely talk about that, plus all the current events that are happening right now as well. So once again, 1-877-969-8600. That's the number to call. Just briefly again, program note for our listeners, our good friend Mark Walters, host of Armed American Radio. He's out this week on assignment, and again, we hope to have him back next week. He's been traveling lately and doing all kinds of great things, which he'll tell us about, I'm sure. But we're glad, of course, and hope safe travels for our friend Mark Walters. But, of course, when Mark Walters comes on the program, he's talking about a lot of the latest Second Amendment news and all these different things that go together for people who are responsible gun owners. Well, one of the things that's been at the top of my mind watching all these events unfold in Israel is the notion that, of course, many of the Israelis, I believe, had a gun or might have had some kind of weapon to try to defend themselves. It was very difficult, so as we understand, they were overwhelmed by these Hamas terrorists in many cases, many of the stories that we're hearing. But generally speaking, the right to keep and bear arms in this country is so essential. We just got an object lesson on that. Now, we don't live in the same exact situation as the people do in Israel, at the border with Gaza, this kind of thing. But we do live in a very dangerous world. We live in a world where we have increasing crime. We have increasing unrest. We have the real potentiality, and I hate to say it, but we have the real potentiality for having a terrorist attack happen in some way, shape, or form. And people need to be able to defend themselves. And it goes beyond just being a gun enthusiast or something like that. It actually has a very practical application. And I think you see more and more people these days learning about this. They're going out to the gun shows, or they're finding out more about these things because they see what's happening around them. So if Mark Walters were here, this is exactly what I'd be asking him about, and that is the object lesson that we're seeing. When something really goes wrong, you need to be able to defend yourself. So, again, this is just the state of affairs that we live in our society today. It is very sad. But, again, there's things that you can do in order to protect yourself. And that's why we have the Second Amendment in this country. But you have many forces who are trying to wheedle it away, get rid of it inch by inch, and then wake up one day and then suddenly nobody can legally own a firearm, or it's so onerous that you can never actually do it. So that's something, of course, Mark and his program, Armed American Radio, rails against, and for good reason. All right. In other news, of course, we're looking here at Fox Business. U.S. automakers lay off hundreds more workers as the UAW strikes, ripple effects grow. So the UAW strike against Detroit's Big Three continues to hit production at the automakers, leading Ford, General Motors, and Stellantis to lay off more workers this week. GM on Monday announced additional layoffs of nearly 200 workers, while Stellantis, they make Chrysler, by the way, and Ford reported cuts of another 570 and 70 employees, respectively, as the limited strike entered its fourth week. The total strike-related layoffs have now reached around 2,300 at GM, which has been hardest hit by the strike. Ford has laid off a total of 1,865 workers since the strike began, and Stellantis has laid off 640. So we continue to see this happening. There doesn't seem to be any real end in sight. And the workers are looking for their demands to be met, obviously. But at the same time, we're also seeing sort of the real sea change in this industry. And my concern is that in a very short period of time, and we've talked a little bit about this before, but in a very short period of time, you've got these mandates, these electric car mandates or electric vehicle mandates that are kicking in. And then these automakers and these auto workers, even more importantly, they're not going to be creating the kinds of cars and trucks and vehicles that we're all used to. It's going to be a very, very different world. And, you know, we could talk about the infrastructure. I mean, there's no infrastructure for this stuff at all. It goes on and on. But yet, once all that gets taken down in terms of building these kinds of, building gas-powered engines and so forth and automobiles and trucks, it's going to be very difficult to put it back. So only time will tell, but I think it's in the near term rather than far off in the distance. And then what's going to happen? People are going to be less, they're going to have less ability in the general sense to be able to get around and do things as gas-powered cars. But they're going to be with us for a very, very long time, no doubt about that. But having only electric cars coming off the assembly lines at enormous prices, you know, I mean, you got gas-powered vehicles right now that are just, I mean, $70,000? Well, that's no big deal, right? But still, you can still get an automobile more affordably than that kind of price these days. But what happens when these electric cars are so far out of range and they take too long to charge? I mean, you know, we've gone over this so many times. It's unbelievable that it's still happening right in front of our faces, right? Once again, folks, 1-877-969-8600. That is the number if you'd like to call in and opine this morning. As we mentioned, Steve Garvey, I mentioned this to Denise earlier, Steve Garvey, I used to watch him play for the Dodgers, of course, for the San Diego Padres. He was, of course, a big all-star with those teams back in the 70s and 80s. He's announced a bid for the U.S. Senate seat that was held by Senator Dianne Feinstein, who passed away last month. And, of course, there is an interim person has been appointed, and there will be the general election coming up in 2024. But here in California, we have the open primary, right? So you get the top two vote-getters who get to go to the general election. And it's not the top vote-getter for the Republicans versus the top vote-getter for the Democrats. It's just the top two vote-getters. So many times you wind up with the top two vote-getters being Democrats, you guessed it. And the monoparty system in California goes on merrily along its way, and everybody's happy. But I tell you, I do believe LaFon's butler, who was appointed, will be running. She hasn't indicated yet whether or not she's going to run for sure, but I have a feeling she might, right? But Barbara Lee also as one of the Democrats. Adam Schiff, oh my gosh, folks, I don't know what to tell you. Save me out of California. I don't want to. This is terrible. Okay, for this election coming up, folks. But what's not terrible coming up is going to be our good friend Patrick Hyland coming up right after this short break. We'll see you on the other side.
Third Watch. I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the Legal Helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
USA News Update. Lawmakers in Washington are introducing a bill to provide $2 billion in aid for Israel's Iron Dome missile defense system. Iron Dome is a system that intercepts rockets in flight. Lawmakers from both parties have vowed to support Israel, but Congress can't move forward because there is no speaker after Kevin McCarthy was removed last week. The House could vote on a new speaker today. President Biden is asking Israel's prime minister to minimize civilian casualties in the war against Hamas. In the fourth day of conflict between Israel and the terrorist group Hamas, there have been over 1,000 Israeli and Palestinian deaths. Yesterday, Biden officials said the president made a private phone call to Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and urged Israel to minimize civilian casualties in the Gaza Strip. Earlier yesterday, Biden spoke on the conflict and reiterated America's support for Israel, calling the Hamas attacks, quote, an act of sheer evil, end quote. Lance Pry, USA News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
We just want to celebrate, of course, this morning as we race across your radio dial all across America in the overnight and now early morning hours. Kyle Warren with you, 1-877-969-8600. That's 1-877-969-8600. Welcome back to the program, everybody. Did you know that there's going to be what they call a ring of fire solar eclipse is coming up, I believe, on Saturday, and it's going to be seen in parts over the western U.S. and Central and South America. Looks like it's going to be starting up early on Saturday morning. You see it up in the Pacific Northwest. It'll head down towards across Nevada, Utah, New Mexico, and Texas, and encompassing some slivers of Idaho, California, Arizona, and Colorado before it heads out towards the Gulf of Mexico at Corpus Christi. I did not know this was coming. Evidently, it's going to be called the Ring of Fire. So Saturday, you may be able to catch a glimpse of that. Well, welcome back to the program. As I said, folks, we got Patrick Hyland. He is the insurance quarterback, and he's also from the Sports Zone, where you can hear him on our very own AM 860, The Answer, 11 a.m. to 12 p.m. Eastern Time every Sunday. Good morning, Patrick.
Hey, good morning, Cal. How are you this morning, sir?
Well, we're doing great. The show is flying by. It just really is. But we're glad that you're here because I know we got a lot of sports stuff to find out about this morning.
Oh, absolutely, Cal. I mean, you have the Houston Astros beating the Minnesota Twins last night 9-1. Now they lead that series 2-1. So they're in the driver's seat to take on. Nobody thought this would be the case, the Texas Rangers, for the AL, championship. They beat the Orioles 7-1. They swept the series, Cal, 3-0.
Wow.
I can't believe it. They won the most games in the AL, and now they're out. This goes to show you it's when you get hot. And that brings up something, though. What's your thoughts about the expanded playoffs and the team sitting out? I wonder if that hurt the Orioles. Obviously, something happened here.
Well, in other words, you mean like they weren't still playing games like we saw when we were at the Angel game just a couple of weeks ago. Yeah, they I think it was the Rangers. They had already pretty much done what they needed to do, so this was just an extra game. But do you mean like they're sitting out, they're not playing, and so they kind of get out of their rhythm, you mean?
Yes, sir. That's exactly it. Is it better now that we've expanded the playoffs, or was it better the way we had it before? I mean, it's up there for debate, so very interesting.
Yeah. Well, I would lean to the way it was before.
I think a lot of people would in some respects. I do think it does bring some more fans in. It does make the regular season, in some respects, not as important, but it also brings some teams, in September and October still having a chance to make the postseason, where before you knew if your team was out in September, it was pretty tough. So it has pros and cons. But just wanted to throw it out there to the audience. Now, today at 5 o'clock, you'll have the Braves and the Phillies. They're tied up 1-1. So we'll see what happens there. And then this is crazy. I mean, imagine if the Diamondbacks win tonight. You're out west there, Kyle, as people know, and they teed up at 9:07 our time, 6:07 out west. Mm-hmm. And, if they win that game, they're going to sweep the Dodgers. And how crazy would that be? Two of the teams that won most of the games this past season are going to be out of it. And if the Braves don't wake up, the Phillies can upset them. Then you'll have a situation where the teams did make the World Series. And that happens once in a while. I kind of like when the best teams make it because then it shows they weren't great the whole year, but that's just my thoughts on that.
Sure.
Hey, it kicked off last night. They dropped the puck, Kyle. Hockey officially started. A lot of teams, Tampa Bay Lightning started last night. But Tampa Bay, the place was crazy. They started getting things going at 3 o'clock. They dropped the puck at 5:30 last night, which was kind of a neat time to do it, I think. Something interesting. I like the earlier games myself. People can get out of work an hour or two early. It's just when you ask them to leave, 3 or 4 hours early, what they did to the Rays in the playoffs was tough, and that's why the crowds were light. And you have a lot more seats in a baseball arena than a hockey arena. The Blackhawks beat the Penguins 4-2. And then the Golden Knights out there in Vegas beat the Seattle. This nickname cracks me up, Cal, the Kraken. I mean, it's just funny. I know we're hurting for some mascots, but, boy, that was really reaching there, I think.
You mean as in release the Kraken, that kind of thing?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I mean,
I expect Johnny Depp to show up or something, you know, or Captain Jack Sparrow or something, yeah.
Exactly. Yeah, perfectly. And then, you know, we'll have some Thursday night football tomorrow. We have NCAA, you know, college football, you know, really getting tough now. This is, we've always said this, you know, on the Sports Zone, where you can hear us from 11 to 12 on Sundays on this great station, AM860. And that is, this is where the rankings really should come out. You know, let's see now. Everybody's played six games. Let's see really what you're about. What do you stand for? And this is where the rubber's going to meet the road. This is where the heart of the schedule happens, and then they go to the playoffs of college football. Now, I enjoy that they did that, making conference championships. What's your thoughts on that, Kyle?
Well, I think that, you know, I'm not really following college football as much as I would the NFL, so I would defer to your expertise on that.
Okay, well, it was more of a personal liking. I like the extra, you know, I like that they play a championship to try and give some teams to really see who the best of the conference is. It's like they do with NCAA basketball, you know, to get into the, you know, the 64, you have to, you know, win your conference. So I think there's some merit there, and it gets some of the truer teams there and makes the bowl games, you know, who should really go to a bowl game and who shouldn't, and the better ones. So that's why I like it. Now, I don't care, Kyle, when the teams play inferior teams and there's, you know, 66-7 games. I just don't think that's good for anybody. I wish they would eliminate that. So,
well, right, yeah, because you want to see it be competitive. You don't like blowouts. Yeah.
Kids either, you know. You play an inferior, you know, it's like you and I playing Tiger Woods in golf and expecting to compete. Come on now, that's not going to be enjoyable.
Right. You know, exactly.
So, people don't want to watch that. So, yeah, that's just, you know, some ways of looking at things. But one other thing, Cal, you know, we're coming up on Medicare season now. It starts Sunday, October the 15th, and goes all the way through December the 7th. This is when 90% of the public makes their decisions on what they want to do for their health insurance next year. And there's a lot of changes in Medicare. It's a maze. And I'm the type of guy who can help guide you through it. And, I would love to meet with you and discuss it over the phone. We can get together and meet for a cup of coffee. I'll come to your house. You can come to the office. I'll meet you out. Whatever's convenient for the client, Cal. That's what I'm all about. Real simple. I'm the down-to-earth guy who likes helping out people. And you might as well get with someone who's going to look out for your best interest and the stuff you feel comfortable working with. And all my clients say that about me, and they appreciate that I save the money either on their pharmaceutical costs, their health insurance costs, or got them better doctors and better benefits and added benefits. And I'll try to give them the best service we can. That's what we all want, to treat people like family. So if I can be any assistance to anybody out there, my phone number is 813-966-1052. What was that, Cal? I'm sorry.
Oh, no, I just said, indeed, you're right. Treat them like family. Because, you know, Patrick, when, you know, especially in terms of insurance, whatever kind of insurance, a lot of times you don't need it unless it's literally the worst day of your life. And to have those things put together and put together professionally, that makes all the difference.
Amen, Cal. And you got to plan for it, Cal. You know, nobody fails to plan. You know, they do fail to plan. It's planning to fail. Nobody does that. But if you don't plan, you're going to fail. So I try to help everybody out I can to experience that. Get ahead of the curve and do the right thing for yourself and your family. And give yourself peace of mind. So love to hear from you, folks. 813-966-1052, Patrick Hyland. Hey, we'll talk Friday about what happened in Thursday night football, Kyle, and about what's going to happen over this weekend. You have a safe and prosperous day, everybody, and take care. God bless.
Thank you, Patrick. Take care of yourself, and we'll talk to you real soon. Patrick Hyland, everybody, the Sports Zone, 11 a.m. to 12 p.m. Eastern Time, Sundays on AM 860, The Answer. And speaking of AM 860, The Answer, and, of course, all across all of our affiliates around the country this morning, we're going to be right back right after this, and we're going to be talking with Brandon Rimes. He's the consumer quarterback, and 1-877-969-8600 is the telephone line. If you'd like to call in, make a comment, or ask a question. We'll see you on the other side.
Third Watch.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert, filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless, dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly. Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans. Nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Thank you, bringing us back here to the final segment of the Wednesday edition of the program. Welcome back, everybody. Kyle Warren with you, 1-877-969-8600. That's 1-877-969-8600 if you'd like to call in. We're going to be talking with our good friend Brandon Rimes. He's the consumer quarterback from the Consumer Quarterback Show, which you can hear 4 p.m. to 5 p.m. Eastern Time, Monday through Friday, right here on AM 860, The Answer. And also, we want to give a special shout-out this morning to Bill in Sarasota. Good morning, Bill in Sarasota, letting us know that he's listening out there. Thank you very much. Hope that your morning is going well, and we're glad to be part of it. And I'd also like to let you know that this portion of our program is being brought to you by Dominic's Blinds and Decor. They're the absolute best when it comes to blinds, shades, and shutters. So from installation to parts and cleaning, they are the ones to call. They're located locally in Sarasota, 4540 Clark Road. That's 4540 Clark Road. Or you can stop on in or give them a call at 941-922-2345, 941-922-2345. But also, if you're across the country somewhere else, you can definitely check out their website. That's dominicsblinds.com, because again, they're the best when it comes to blinds, cellular shades, and shutters. Dominicsblinds.com. That's spelled DominicsBlinds.com. DominicsBlinds.com. Check them out. All right. Well, good morning, Brandon Rimes. You are the consumer quarterback, and glad to talk with you this morning.
Good morning. Yes, sir. Likewise. Thank you much. Appreciate it.
Absolutely. Well, there are so many things going on, obviously, and we can talk a little bit about real estate and the different consumer issues that you also address. But what's your reaction here to everything we're seeing happening in Israel? I'm sure that you've addressed it on your program, I'm sure.
Yeah, you know, it's just so disheartening to see such a major setback when after President Trump had us so in such a good position in a lot of different ways, not just militarily and wartime and peacetime, but yeah, it's my heart and prayers go out to those families affected, and it's just you know, then you start thinking about the business side. How is this going to affect markets? What about oil? How's it going to affect our already fragile economy with, you know, the feckless leadership in Washington, D.C.? So there's a lot to unpack there, man. Gosh, it's scary. It's a scary time. And I think, to a quote, I'm looking at Lawrence Young. He's the chief economist for the Florida Realtor Association. And he had a quote, something to the effect that, you know, the Fed should start lowering rates, but they're probably not going to.
Well, indeed, I'm so glad that that you mentioned that, because evidently we're also looking right now, I believe, at the I just had it right here, National Association of Home Builders and Mortgage Bankers Association and the National Association of Realtors are all writing to the Fed to convey what they call their profound concern about the industry, and they don't want the Fed to even contemplate any further rate hikes. I mean, do you think the consumers, home buyers, or just the general, generally speaking, another rate hike would just send the wrong message, don't you think?
Absolutely. It's like, you know, throwing cold water. I mean, it's just unconscionable for us. I mean, we're already, as you know, real estate professionals, and if you really unpack it and you look at the housing starts, the lack of inventory, the challenges that we have, it's one of the worst things we could do is continue to raise rates. At minimum, they could just pause and leave us where we're at until the end of the year and then readjust maybe in Q1. But they have their alternative mediums and the reason why they're doing things, sometimes you really question it. Do they want the economy worse? I think when everything we're seeing from the Middle East and the monies that was given to fuel this, and the China and pumping our strategic oil reserves and an open border. I mean, you can go on and on, crime. I think they're doing all this on purpose to make us weak.
Well, it's working, I hate to say. It's just to a great degree. And I'm not trying to be funny, but definitely when you put all those things together, it becomes very, very difficult. Well, you know, you mentioned about interest rates and so forth. Well, former CEO of Walmart, Bill Simon, is now saying that consumers are starting to buckle for the first time in 10 years or so. All this is a recipe for disaster. People can't take, and if their home is adjustable for whatever reason, or their business isn't, you know, they have some kind of loan associated with their business or their business property, and that's adjustable, we're going to see foreclosures, don't you think?
Yeah, there is. There's actually going to be, I believe there is. We talked about in previous interviews, the commercial real estate industry as well. A lot of the vacant vacancies are up. And then, you know, you think about credit card debt, student loan debt, how much student loan debt's coming due, and a lot of the job numbers, I think people have lost confidence in our government and the reporting, you know, especially when you have the current CDC website saying that men can breastfeed. That's what the current CDC website says, is that men can breastfeed. So these are the same people that we're supposed to trust on financial issues, on masking and vaccines, but they're going to tell us that men can breastfeed. You know, the trust is gone. The leadership is abhorrent, and we've got to make changes in the very near future.
Well, what you're bringing up is a great example of just, you know, propaganda, in the sense that, if the state says, right, X, and you say no, X is obviously untrue, then suddenly you become someone who the state would be very unhappy with, shall we say.
Yeah, absolutely. But wisdom begins with the fear of God, is how Dennis Prager says it. And we've gotten so far away from God. And there's another quote, great quote that he has, that says, when you stop believing in God, you don't believe in nothing. You believe in anything. And that's what's going on right now in our society, that so many people have been brainwashed by the school systems and universities that they're believing in this ridiculousness and silliness, and it has no wisdom. And even though they score high on SATs, or they might have the intellect, they don't have the wisdom to know the basic distinctions that God laid out for us in the Bible. So unfortunately, we've gotten away from the very basics, and they're trying to complicate things. It shouldn't be as complicated as they're trying to make it, because they're trying to destruct our great society here in the United States of America.
Well, especially even in the Old Testament scriptures, right? It says, come, let us reason together. I mean, you're supposed to use your brain in order to live your life and to be able to recognize the way the world is. And suddenly, you know, we have this thing where, no, the world, we have to accept some illusion about the world or something, and only because, it's now been said that you must see it this way or not.
Yeah, and unfortunately, those leaders, those feckless people that are secular, have gotten into positions of high power, and hopefully we'll have more of us than them when it comes to voting, and there'll be a lack of these voting irregularities and the monies, the Zuckerbucks and all that kind of stuff, tech. Hopefully we can have a fair, free and fair election this time and actually do the will of the people. But it's affecting people. And here in Florida, you know, my wife and I have our real estate company, and, you know, we're in the top 1%, top 100. So we're getting deals done, but it's difficult. It's a lot more difficult than it used to be. And it doesn't need to be as bad as it is, Kyle. We've got to somehow convince the Fed to stop raising these rates.
Well, agreed, 100%. And tell us how people can get in touch with you, and of course they can hear you on the radio on AM 860 Monday through Friday.
That's right. Yeah, we're the Consumer Quarterback Show. I'm also known as the Real Estate Quarterback. That was my original show name. I'm at 813-917-1894. We're Keller Williams Realty. We can help you nationwide, worldwide, any market. By the way, 1 in 4 transactions nationwide involve a Keller Williams agent. We completely dominate the market. 813-917-1894. And the website is consumerqb.com, like quarterback, consumerqb.com.
Sounds great. Brandon, we'll look forward to talking with you again next week, my friend.
All right, buddy. Well, appreciate it. You guys have a blessed day.
Thanks. Take care. All right. Brandon Rhymes, everybody. And, folks, I can't believe it. This program has literally flown by at warp speed. Can't explain it. We used to have a lot to talk about. We had a lot of great callers and, of course, our great guests, our regular contributors. Thanks to everybody. I want to say a big thank you, of course, to Joe Weaver for producing and, of course, to everybody at AM860 The Answer for their support. That's our flagship station, of course. And, of course, to you, our listeners out there. Now, stay tuned for more great talk radio on this very station, and we will see you tomorrow. I'm Kyle Warren. Make it a great day.
Third Watch.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.